Hey there, Megan.
Hi, Elaine.
You reported an online article this week that New Mexico has an image problem. I'm from here. I love New Mexico, so I don't know if I see it. What is going on here exactly?
Well, Elaine, I went to an event today. I reported online with New Mexico Tourism Secretary Monique Jacobson. The tourism department did a series of focus groups in Los Angeles, Houston, and Chicago. They just asked them to throw out some words they associate. So they asked them about Colorado, and then they asked them about New Mexico. Colorado got all these things like, oh, it's so beautiful, it's God's country, it's green. And New Mexico, you know, it was a little hard to hear. It was things like, oh, it's dusty, it's barren, it's boring, there's not a lot to do there. It's artsy, and that seemed, was that good? And someone said, well, that's good for an hour. And then someone said beach. I don't know where they came up with that. So, you know, I mean, it was a mix of laughter and some uneasiness at the conference.
Well, so what is the Tourism Association? What are the kind of target tourists that the association wants to see coming to New Mexico?
Well, there's a lot of data presented by, it was the tourism department at the Tourism Association's conference, and they really want to increase the number of people whose primary destination is New Mexico. They're coming here for a vacation.
Not passing through.
Right. And they tend to be a little bit younger. They tend to spend more. They tend to be more adventurous. They're looking for authentic experiences. These are the kinds of people they're targeting. And while they make up a relatively smaller proportion of the number of visitors, their economic impact is definitely the biggest of all the visitors, because they stay longer, they spend more.
So what is the tourism department planning to do to kind of capture the attention, change the image of New Mexico?
The key is, which you would have heard listening to people talk about Colorado, is to get people to have an emotional connection with a place. So this was the opportunity for, you know, Monique Jacobson has been the tourism secretary since, I think, February or March. She comes from the marketing world, and this is kind of rolling out her vision, the department's vision of a brand for New Mexico that should inform everything, all the marketing efforts. Succinctly put, it was basically adventures steeped in culture.
New Mexico image.
Yes. No, we don't have an image.
You've also got an article on the front page of the print paper this week about tax service providers who serve Native American communities in New Mexico. It turns out people are not always getting what they pay for.
Well, the study was done by First Nations Development Institute. The biggest problem they found among the majority of the 12 preparers that they went to was poor quality and errors. They found some instances of illegal activity, like not having a tax ID number. Other things were high fees that were not usually explained. There was a big push to get people to do refund anticipation checks. And of course, you pay part of your refund to get those checks, so you don't have to wait. Now, the thing is, by now with e-filing, you only have to wait like a week or so for your refund. In some cases, the preparers insisted the refund come through their office. They warned the taxpayers that otherwise they might be more subject to an audit. In one case, the tax preparer ran it through her own bank account. And in one case, one asked them to sign a power of attorney.
Oof.
Yeah, so these were some troubling things that they found.
What is the impact then of this kind of behavior on American Indian communities in New Mexico?
Well, many of the folks claim the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is designed to help low-income people. And it's often the only time of year where they get a lump sum of amount of money. This could be used to start savings for a house or a business or other purposes. They have a high utilization rate of paid tax preparers, higher than average in this part of the country. So advocates see some of these practices that they found as stripping away assets in Indian country. Many of them are trying to drive taxpayers to free tax preparation sites under the VITA program. Those also can be problematic. I have to say there was a recent U.S. Treasury Department report finding some errors the last year. The errors in those sites had gone up, but they tend to be more subject to scrutiny and regulation than for-profit sites. I will say there are federal regulations taking effect next year, and all tax preparers are going to have to take competency exams. So we'll see what happens to the industry.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Elaine.
Megan Kamrick is senior reporter with the New Mexico Business Weekly. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.